Today we're talking with Ernesto Olivares, currently the mayor of Santa Rosa, seeking another term on the city council. Welcome to the program, and let's talk about 4 years looking back and then 4 years looking ahead. In the term that you've just completed, what do you see as the highlights?
Well, the highlights has been, of course, the recession and what we were going to do about that. And I think that's one of the things we need to continue to focus on is, having gone through that recession and starting to develop plans to get out of it, is to continue that momentum into the next 4 years as well, because we're not done. There's still a lot of work to be done in that area.
What are some of the highlights you would point to, the benchmarks, for
instance? Well, I think the benchmarks have been two critical groups that were formed in the last 2 years. 2 years ago, when I became mayor, I formed the Economic Competitiveness Task Force, which is a group of staff, of community members, stakeholders, if you will, that have come together to identify ways to make Santa Rosa more competitive, and with the goal of increasing jobs, to help businesses to establish in Santa Rosa, to help businesses expand if they want to expand. But it's part of that overall effort to recover. And the second was a pension reform task force, the first in the county of Sonoma. I formed that in 2010 as well. And there again, the goal was to identify pension issues in Santa Rosa, something we talk about nationally, but what does it mean for Santa Rosa, and what are our options in fixing it here at the local level?
What kind of headway are you seeing there?
A lot. I think, you know, with what they gathered with the task force, with pensions, for example, we've pretty much implemented everything that we have control over. And as you know, right now the state is making some decisions at the state level, and that will help us in the long term in identifying what next steps we need to take here locally. But a lot of that was dependent on the state actually taking some action themselves.
Big issue in Santa Rosa this election, of course, is the district elections. Where do you come down on that one?
Well, here's my position on district elections, and that is, I have to really think about what it is the voters put me in office for, and it wasn't to decide that one. That is a big issue that I believe you'll probably find half and half as far as people's opinions on it. It's a very complex issue. It's not an easy one. It's one that I believe the voters need to really study and make some decisions on. But I also believe it's one that I, as the mayor, as an elected council member, need to stay out of. I will work under any program or any format that the voters decide. But I don't believe that making a decision on district elections is something that the voters elected me to do.
What about the downtown? There have been various false starts or different projects. Courthouse Square, is it going to unify? Is it not going to unify? Is the project that's being done on the former AT&T building going to move forward? Is that getting hung up? What do you see as happening in downtown in the next couple of years?
I see downtown as our next real big recovery effort. There's a lot going on down there. We do need to reunite the Courthouse Square. There are some options for us to do something temporarily, but we need to move on it. The Museum on the Square, that project they're referring to, is one that will happen. There have been some setbacks because of the economy, but there's so much happening down there, for example, with food, with restaurants, with a new policy that we have in place now to allow wineries in the downtown area. So you can see in the coming future some real new infusion of business downtown. You'll soon see a new winery and tasting room at Corix, for example, in downtown Santa Rosa. And it's going to be, I would say, what I tell people is downtown Santa Rosa is our living room, and we need to make it look presentable for now, because that is going to help us to continue to attract more and more business to downtown and the entire city of Santa Rosa.
Ernesto Olivares is the current mayor of Santa Rosa, seeking another term on the Santa Rosa City Council in this November's election. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.